Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Podyssey is an online podcast community where you can discover and discuss top podcast recommendations with thousands of fellow listeners like you. Spend less time searching for a podcast that fits your interest and more time listening to new binge-worthy podcasts. Visit podyssey.fm. Podyssey, as in Odyssey, spelled with a P. Is there a straight line between healthcare and housing in Canada? Andrew Buzari is a primary care physician who has an on-the-ground perspective on healthcare in Canada. In his talk, he has a lot to say about that line, where we fall short, and the magnification of these failures when faced with pandemic. This is the conversation piece. Here is Andrew Buzari.
As a person who has benefited from social housing, whose family has over our time in Canada, as well as primary care clinician, not to speak for patients and communities, but I think where we've seen so much resilience and strength that I feel has been lost along the way and in the conversations, both pre-pandemic and currently, and really from a policy perspective about how for us to truly have a universal healthcare system, we really do need to see housing first and housing and health connected in ways that I don't believe we've made that fulsome connection in the way that we need to. You know, really, I think from the learnings that we've had through the pandemic and the ways that so much of the inequities have been pulled back, have been magnified, really the curtain has been pulled back on inequities that for far too long we've really accepted as a country. And I think one of the hope that I have, and I know many share, is that we can actually build something better, but with people and with communities that best understand how the lack of housing, how homelessness has really upended people's lives and the sort of supports and design that needs to take place for people to have the meaningful lives and choices that only they can make. And I think one of the pieces that we can't shirk any longer is just how racialized poverty and homelessness are in our country. We've seen this in terms of Black, Brown, and Indigenous communities through COVID. The latest data showing over 80% of COVID cases disproportionately harming communities of color, over 50% of the cases in Toronto affecting low-income households. And so much of this we're not even seeing in terms of the data is not capturing of the suffering that the pandemic has brought for people who have been underhoused and who are also grappling and struggling with the other pathologies of poverty that, again, we have long seen take hold in our country. And I really do also have to give so much credit to the community response through the pandemic. I think this is where the innovation has been, to really rise up to the challenge early around the idea that when the public health messaging was stay at home, if you can't, for too many, for thousands, they couldn't. And we were fortunate as UHN to be able to partner with Parkdale Queen West Community Health Center, Inner City Health Associates, Toronto Public Health, the Neighborhood Group, and Inner City Family Health Team in trying to pull together hotel recovery sites for people experiencing homelessness as places to recover from COVID, but also get access to harm reduction supports and social and community supports that, again, have been far too long denied to people. And I think we can see just how much we need to have the audacity to get COVID to zero. We've had complacency with COVID and have initially set thresholds that were only inhumane for certain communities to experience going into this winter. But I also believe we need that same audacity to get homelessness to zero in our country. It's a challenge and it's a mission that many in the room, that many in so many other spaces have been advocating for decades. And I believe that we've seen more and more evidence about just how tightly connected housing and health are. People who are experiencing homelessness before the pandemic would, you know, not be expected to make it past their 55th birthday. We also know about how disproportionately concentrated disease and the burden of disease are for people who of mental health and physical health, of people living on the streets or sleeping rough, and people experiencing homelessness. And really, the task is on us, I believe, coming out of the pandemic and coming through the pandemic to protect people through the winter. We have now currently have over 1,000 people sleeping outside in encampments. And I know that it makes people uncomfortable seeing that, but it should only speak to our failure on housing. And if it creates such discomfort, then we need to see the housing take place. And I think it needs to be a call to action that people who have felt neglected and shut out of our shelter system, of our housing system, have had to respond with their own creativeness, with their own ingenuity to save their own lives. And I believe we really need to come together now like never before to address the housing crisis, COVID crisis, the overdose crisis, with the sort of complexity that we have not been willing to bring that collective effort for, that will require all policymakers, all levels of government, and public and private sector to really come together and acknowledge that we have long allowed life years to be siphoned away from people, and we need this response now if we're ever going to be able to talk about our country as one that puts health first.
Andrew Buzari is a primary care physician,
an executive director for social medicine and population health at the University Health Network. And he's just one of over 800 fantastic Canadians who have walked, wheeled, and webcammed onto the stage at the Walrus Talks. If you enjoyed this podcast, consider donating. Any donation from now until the end of December will be matched. That's double the impact on creating fact-based Canadian journalism. Learn more at thewalrus.ca/donate.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.